Do we remember how to do this?
It has been a little while.
What do you mean? We've consistently been recording and releasing.
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks.
This is episode 70. We've recorded, theoretically, almost twice as many as the first run.
What run? What are you talking about?
Why theoretically?
Season, episode. Well, because we're not 100% sure how many episodes we put out that first time. Oh. It's 35 or 36, maybe. I could look
it
up.
What are you talking about? There was, what first time? What?
We've it's had not like a
secret. Yeah, it's not like a secret. We refer to it often.
What are we, like, woking our fucking podcast? Are we trying to erase our history?
Oh my
we're
God.
Woke. Okay.
Is that what woking is? I feel like that's like the opposite.
It's a part of woking, I think.
Erasing the history? I feel like
we've talked about this, editing or removing episodes of things.
I see what you're saying.
I see. I don't know much of your... I guess it is. I guess, you know what? Credit to you. You're right. I'll give it to you.
Yeah, we have talked about some of our old podcasts are not particularly appropriate anymore, even though it wasn't even that long ago.
No, it really wasn't that long ago, but it was like forever ago.
Things change pretty rapidly.
Yeah. Not that matters to the like loud masses.
Do you know what also changes rapidly?
The beginning of a podcast?
Yes! Music! What's up and welcome back to Mike's Hard Gamecast. My name is Mike Abrocalypse Brock. Joining me today is Comrade Saul and the Lieutenant.
Okay. Well, you just said comrade, and it makes me think of this really strange attorney that I won't mention by name.
I thought you were going to go straight to Commander Ken.
I was... Anyway,
no.
Continue.
This attorney, he's very... peculiar in his mannerisms. He's very particular. He seems a little like unique, let's put it that way. And he has this thing now that he does that is new, because I haven't seen him in a while, where he always says comrade to me, and I don't know if like this is
it's
like
weird.
A general thing to everyone.
It's weird.
But he goes up to me, and it's really a funny juxtaposition, because he comes up to me like giving me a fist bump, right? He's like extending the fist bump and he goes, "Hello, comrade." And it just doesn't quite fit.
It's a little weird. I see where he's going with, but it's weird. I get you.
It's very
strange.
Do
you ever like conversate with these lawyers and just probe about how much they make a year? Because you're not in like hardcore.
Seems like a random thing to just bring up apropos of nothing. Hey, let's talk about your salary.
It's common. Like, people talk about that at my work, how much they make hourly and sourly. Like, it's pretty common in a workplace, but because they aren't quite in the same place, I was curious if they have those same conversations.
Again, I feel like those are different things, kind of what you're getting at.
No, I'm open to having the discussion if it comes up kind of naturally, but I'm not just, bringing it up myself. And I've had to talk about how much I make with people that are interested in pursuing, like, maybe doing interpreting, and I'm completely open... Mm-hmm.
I am a big fan of being open about how much you make with the people you work with.
Yeah, especially. Sure. If
I agree with that. That's the whole like the traditional sense is that you're not
bullshit.
Supposed to talk about
right.
to that. But yeah, that's how your employer manipulates you essentially.
Yep.
And I will be honest, I've been in managerial positions where my bosses have been like, okay, when you hire someone, just make sure they don't talk about how much they make. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah,
like,
technically, that's not legal.
That's not legal.
That's not okay. which is also probably why my bosses don't like me that much.
Yeah. Boy, speaking of comrade, apparently we're all here to eat the rich. Just like those orcas. Have you seen that whole thing going on that's happening again recently?
What?
No.
Neither of you have seen this at all. Well, apparently Lou is off of Reddit, even though Reddit is gone. Sort of.
Is it? Kind of? They're doing like a bunch of weird. What is it exactly that they're doing? Do you know? Can you give us the lowdown?
Brock, are you watching the video behind Lou and getting distracted?
No?
Can you see the video behind Lou? Because I wonder, like, Lou is just watching his booby streamer, and it's just, it's very distracting.
It's not a booby, it's a booty streamer, guys.
Notice.
Yeah, whatever. Lou's got, like, a chick on, like, on his giant TV behind him in the background. I just want to make sure that that's, I mean, everyone knows that that's how Lou is. I just was distracted.
I'll be honest. So, I was looking at you because you were speaking.
Ah, see, I was looking at, both of you guys are stacked on my Discord. Yeah. Anyway, this is great podcasting. Reddit aside, this is less important, or more important. So a group of orcas was discovered to be disabling ships, yachts specifically.
Oh, okay. Amazing.
So this was a while ago because apparently like one of them had gotten injured by like a propeller on a yacht. And so then they like taught the other orcas in the pod, and this may not be 100% accurate, but this is as I recall the story. And then we're going around disabling yachts, like breaking their engines and just leaving them. Yachts specifically too. So not just like boats, but like yachts.
That's amazing.
Then recently, as of I think yesterday or today, there's like a massive group of orcas that are just gathering outside of San Francisco right now. Like the most they've ever seen there. And so everyone just thinks that like, oh, the orcas are here to eat the rich. Like they're full on rebelling against
the
humanity.
The awakening of the orca rebellion.
Yeah, I guess we'll find out if this podcast comes out or our orca overlords, who I for one welcome.
Welcome, friends. I enjoy the colors black and white.
Just like your white chair.
You guys fans of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Yes.
Yeah, I loved that.
I loved both the book and the original like radio plays. I don't know if you guys ever listened to the original.
I did not. Not the plays.
Phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal.
Did you?
And I liked the movie.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, the movie was actually pretty good interpretation.
I mean, I think that movie,
of course, like any movie to book, it missed some important stuff, but it was pretty good.
That's the movie where I think I fell in love with Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah, that's fair. Why do you bring this up? Is this because of So Long and Thanks for All the Fish?
Probably the dolphins would be my guess.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, look at us. Yeah, so, and not,
the
so,
space whale.
Yeah, so not just the singular book, but the series of books. I really enjoyed those, for sure.
You you brought something up, and you brought up my chair.
Yes, you have a... Brock's got a new, very white... It's like... Yeah, almost like 90s white. I feel like you don't see chairs that look like that color anymore. It feels like something from
the
90s.
It's like a racist white, you know?
So...
Jesus.
Okay, just going to move on. I broke my chair because I'm a fat ass.
Oh,
and I did not have a large person chair. I had... Like,
wasn't it a pregnant woman chair?
Gift? Yeah.
No.
It
was like
a... birthday gift one?
No,
it was a birthday gift one, but it was normal, like, young, skinny man chair.
I thought you had a pregnant woman chair at one point from work. Was that a while ago?
No, that was
no, those are our
stools, right?
Our island stools. Yeah,
stools.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have our island is... I have three of them.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah, so I broke my chair, sad days, and I was trying to figure out what I was going to do about a chair. And I was like, man, I should invest the money and just get a big...
They're really expensive. Chair. They're really expensive, though.
But they are really expensive. Yeah. So I was like, I don't really want to spend that money, but do I just get another cheap chair? Because I work at home a bunch now, so I need kind of a good chair. Went back and forth. And then a friend of mine comes over, and he's like, I just got this new chair. He's also a larger guy.
Hmm.
And it was at this place called Bargain Hunt, which is like one of those discount retail stores.
Yeah, nice, cool. Nice.
And he's like, it was an Amazon Basics... like fat guy chair, which you can go on Amazon.
It says
it's like,
fat guy chair.
It doesn't say fat guy chair. Yeah. Whatever.
Just,
you know, it's like
higher weight capacity.
Yeah. XL. Yeah. Wait. There's a weight limit.
It's got like a 500-pound weight capacity on it or some shit.
Oh wow.
And on
now, let's
on
not
Amazon,
allow that to you know.
Jesus.
And on Amazon, it was like $180, $190.
Okay, so like pretty reasonable for
that's
a chair.
Good.
But he got it at Bargain Hunt for $60.
Oh shit. What? That's great.
I was like, okay. Oh shit, I gotta get one. He's like, yeah, I think they had like two left. Well, the Bargain Hunt's kind of far from here. I didn't make it because stuff and life got in the way, and I was really bummed about it. He's like, and then 2 weeks later, he's like, you know, I'll go buy it. I'll see if they have another one. If they have it, I'll pick you up one. I'm like, cool. Yeah, sounds great. Well, he picks it up for me. He shows up here and he's like, well, you kind of lucked out. And I was like, okay. He's like, I grabbed it. There was no sticker on the box, so they okay. took it up front to scan, and nothing to scan, so the guy just looked up, like, office chair, and the first thing that came up was $10, and he charged him $10.
Shit! Holy shit.
I was like, score. Now, I would like to point out, my friend's chair was black.
Sure.
When I got the box, it had no markings of to what color it was or anything. I had no idea. $10 chair, wasn't too worried about it. Open it up. Yeah, it's bleach white. It is the whitest thing, including me, in this house. Like, it is super
white. It does look whiter than Brock on the screen, actually, to be fair.
Yeah, it is. Brilliant white. It glows almost at night. It's crazy. But I ain't complaining.
$10 for a good chair.
A 500-pound capacity chair. I mean, I was...
Do you feel like it's worth it? I mean, money aside, like, are you like, wow, this chair really hugs my curves?
Had I spent... Yeah, it's bigger than me. I have...
Yeah, like, you look pretty comfortable, yeah.
Yeah, had I spent $160 on it, I think I'd be happy. Okay. Spending $10 on it, I'm fucking...
Yeah, that's crazy. What a good deal. That's
nuts. I have a question. As soon as he said that the bargain was for $10, which was incredibly lucky, I was curious if, like, your instinct... like, because I thought, like, oh, you guys probably, like... split the diff, like, got, like, just split it in half. Just a thought that, like, sprung to mind. Was that ever, like, a consideration, just out of curiosity? Or did he just, like, here, give me the $10?
Yeah, I offered, but he's like, nah, man, just pay the $10. Because apparently he got the deal on it originally because they had it listed at 100, but they only charged him 60 because of the similar issue, and so he was stoked about it. And,
wow. Okay. I was just curious.
Yeah. What happened to the old chair in terms of it breaking? Like... did it snap? Like, what do you mean that your old chair broke, if I may ask?
So, the, you know how all chairs are, like, held together by the bolts that are on the side of it?
Oh, sure. Okay, yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, that broke at first, and I was like, well, that's annoying. And then eventually, the back snapped.
Oh, sad. Were you in the chair?
I had a stool at the end of it, basically.
Were you in the chair when this happened?
I was, yes.
Oh, hilarious, but and sad.
I just caught myself. Like,
it was good. So nothing disastrous happened.
I'm sad that it didn't happen during, like, our myth, one of our mythic runs or something like that.
Are you? We wouldn't have timed it, and I would have been pissed because I was not happy about it that moment.
No, but it would have been a little bit of entertainment. By the way, you know what Brock did to me, Chris?
What? Oh boy! Is it time for your grievances?
Well, I just want to tell on Brock a little bit here.
Okay.
I don't know what
we were in an alt raid last weekend in World of Warcraft.
Oh, yeah.
We were having fun because it was, like, not progression raiding, right? There was space to, like, banter stress and have fun. And we were, like, doing funny back and forwards. And I made an offhand comment because I was playing my Evoker, which has this ability called Rescue, in which I can swoop and grab somebody and displace them elsewhere. Right?
Okay, cool.
And I just said out loud on Ben, I'm like, man, I am having the hardest time resisting the urge to just randomly rescue you during one of your, like, DPS cooldown things, just to irk you, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for a laugh, right? And then the comments were like, you can tell these guys are friends because of our, you know, how we talk about messing with each other. And on one of the pulls, I unfortunately got stunned by this, like, orb thing, and then hit multiple times by follow-up orb things that also stun, and I just died. And Brock stops DPSing, he walks over to my body, and he teabags me repeatedly. He just sits on my face multiple times, and then he gets up, he goes back a little bit, and he perfectly places his soul well, which is, like, this, like, you know, fucking... like a tabernacle, like a thing that gives hellstones, like, out to people, basically. And he just, like, boom, tombstones my body, and then just walks away.
Wow, it's true. It did happen.
Did you ever fuck? You didn't even fuck with him. He just did it. He just did it based on your premise of fucking with him.
Yeah.
I mean, he died. He would have done the same to me.
Real quick.
I haven't teabagged someone in a while.
Me neither. Like, that was the first time. Yeah, it is not something that I ever do.
It's pretty funny, though. Well done. Well executed.
You gotta have the right timing teabag.
Timing.
Well-timed teabags. That's fair. Should be the name of the episode.
Oh my god.
I like to, instead of teabagging, I like to go on people's corpses and dance on them instead.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's a more fun thing.
Did you know that Blizzard took out the slash spit?
I did. Fair, man. It's pretty disrespectful.
I guess. That's what we grew up on, man. Disrespectful gameplay.
Go play fucking hardcore. Let's do it.
It's woke. We woked it out.
We're so woke at MHGC.
Does Classic have the original, like, does it have the
split? I don't think so. No.
That's interesting. They retconned that off of everything. What the fuck?
Yeah. I guess. I'm not surprised.
They should change some of the dances. They're pretty wild. And
speaking of being entertained, I was quite entertained when I got to see old comrade Chris in person.
I know. I was going to say, like, even bring it up earlier, but yeah, since the last recording, I've seen both of you in person, which is wild. Like, that's so, it blows my mind a little bit when I think about it.
I have two questions. One,
okay,
is for Chris.
Okay.
Who was the better interaction? And two,
what a question.
Who had the best experience? Like, who got the better, like, experience of the visit? Because for the people, the listeners, Chris kind of, like, I don't know if how it was for Lou. Chris hooked us up. We got backstage passes. We got to go hang out in the sound booth, which was super cool because it was in the middle of a very, very crowded venue. And we had all tons of space and could see perfectly clear. And people were, like, rubbing up on each other. It was kind of gross.
That's what you were looking at?
Man, they were squeezed in like sardines. Like, they were, like, tight in that venue. And we're over there, like, I stretched out. I could walk around. It was nice. It was really nice. So I'm just curious, who had the better, like, A-lister experience?
You know, keep in mind, as far as the first question goes, Brock would teabag you if he got the opportunity.
Oh my god. Only if I was just casually threatening him.
Like, yeah. Right? To be fair, there was no threatening. In fact, he offered beer and canned water.
We had some beers too.
Yeah, we did. I was gonna say, I was checking real quick to see, which one of you came to a show? I think Blue's show was bigger in terms of the people who were there. Like, the venue was bigger. Because, Brock, you came to a show that was relatively small. Let me see if I have the capacity here. 2,000 is what that one says.
Fucking slammed with people.
Packed. Packed, 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 packed. 2,000. Oh, yeah. Like, Blue's was almost twice as many people.
I would have left because it was so packed and uncomfortable. People couldn't move and dance. They were so up on each other. Like, well, it was intense.
I think we've mentioned this before. When I visited Lou in Houston a while back and we went to the K-pop show, that was one of the first times I'd gone to a show in a really long time where I wasn't working or I didn't know people who were working. And so we were just in the audience, like, yeah, to your point, like in the normal GA. And it wasn't as packed. But I did realize, like, oh man, this experience is so different than the one I get so spoiled by, i.e. having space, having, like, oh, I can go to the bathroom, like, whatever, you know. And so, yeah, I don't disagree. The show you were at, Brock, was definitely very, very packed.
I just want to mention before you actually answer the question, if you will answer the question, I enjoy how comfortable and you are at whatever the hell you're doing. Like, and it was very clear, especially when you were routing around in the audience with your little flashlight like towards the floor. You were
just like, get the fuck experience.
Get the fuck out of my way. I am working here, people. And you're just like commanding fucking presence throughout the whole.
Lou told me about Chris and his flashlight. I'm like, what are you talking about? And then I got to see Chris with his
That's flashlight. So funny. I know. I wondered to what extent at all if you guys had compared notes, which is funny that you had, especially because I saw you a week apart. I saw Lou on one Friday and then Brock and Kehao the next Friday, which is wild.
Hey, save the best for last.
I will say, so we had we had pretty similar experiences. The thing that Brock got to see, which was very unique, was I mixed that show. The show that Brock and Kehao came to, I actually mixed the band for that show. Okay. So in that sense, I think you got a kind of a more unique experience. It was very different, like, as opposed to you and I, you know, I was wandering around, chilling, talking.
Who got sick that you had to do it?
No one was sick. It was, based on...
like, that's the only option. Someone's sick, so they had to go to
Well, no, theoretically, again, like...
I didn't mean it that way.
Damn. Well, I think I mentioned before that I had ended up mixing all the other run of shows because my, TM and friend who does front of house had to leave because he had, like, family and personal emergencies. So yeah, typically, like, it is not my role to mix the band, but it kind of is. And so I originally I was going to be mixing more shows on the run. I mixed two on this last run, for sort of similar reasons. And a lot of that is them trying to, get me some reps. And then my boss and I were chatting, boss/friend, were chatting about the idea of being like kind of psyching everybody out. And by that, I mean, you realize that people have, there's like some psychology behind it. So when people in the crowd are, or when the band is looking out into the audience and sees my friend, there's like a comfort there. So even
we talked about this when you, before you weren't going on to do that.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, exactly. You probably got to see this a little bit. So it was kind of a game, was that like the two times that I mixed this on this last run, we didn't overtly tell anybody that that's what was happening. And we kind of faked it so that my friend was out there too during sound check and things like that. So that it was kind of like all of a sudden I'm mixing just to see if we could like sort of combat that slash continually get people to have more confidence in me, even though my friend's like, oh, I have full confidence in you, you're fine. And then he just gave me like notes on tightening things up. But by the last time it went super well. And even when Brock saw the show, it was, I mean, honestly, the whole time I really enjoyed it.
I will say from like, and I don't have a lot of experience in this, admittedly, the whole show was very theatrical. Like it was really neat with the background that was going on, the lighting cues, the sound was like it was very.
It was a dope show.
It's very, dope, very dope. Yeah. Dope is a good way of experience.
Like, I really enjoyed having both of you there, both in terms of for both. I think you had very similar experiences to answer that question in terms of you both came a little bit beforehand. Lou had a little more time, I think, but relatively the same. Relatively the same in terms of like we drank some beers and chatted. And got to catch up as friends for a while, which was super fun. And then the show happened. And I did a little bit of showing you around as much as I could. I think Luke got a little bit more showing around because, again, he was there a little bit earlier. But
you got to meet my wife.
That's true, which was great. That was super, super fun. but it was fun for on both times to be able to look over. And with Lou and I, because I wasn't mixing, I would tell him things directly. And then with you guys, I could just look over and see you in like enjoying the show to whatever extent. And it seemed like you were, which was fun. It was fun to, I love mixing shows when my friends are around because it's like a fun, it's a different way of doing it, I guess. So both times were super fun. It was really, really cool to see both of you. Hopefully we could do that again on another run or sometime soon. Maybe or just for fun. Together would be cool. Yeah, was, or everybody.
How was the opener for y'all's?
Oh yeah, you guys had show. Different openers, didn't
we
you?
We didn't watch the opener because we were hanging out with Chris throughout the opener.
Yes,
it didn't even come out until after the opener was done.
That is true.
I did. Right. I will share this with the listeners. I did get to fuck with Lou, which was very fun because I sent a picture to Lou of Chris like with the guitar on stage. He's like, "What the fuck?"
Well, it's funny, and I think I told Lou that or Brock that too in the moment. So yeah, because of the way we do everything, and because it was a fake out, like I always check some of the instruments during line check. But so theoretically, Luke would have seen that, but Luke might not have been paying attention. So he probably didn't see me do that because I probably did that exact same thing on your show too. But yeah, Luke was surprised.
When did you know? Like after the opener, you went into
probably. I mean, maybe not on that show. It would depend. Maybe it didn't happen on that one.
I was already stationed at the.
Yeah, you were already in front of house, so you could have seen. It's hard to say. It's a blur.
Because you were like in the picture that Brock sent me, you were like lit. There were like heads on the crowd. Like
it looked like it was like really good. Like
yeah,
the way
it was
I
a good photo.
The picture. It looked legit. Like,
that's pretty much how it is, though. I mean, I'm on the stage every time, usually checking drums and acoustic guitar are the two
but
things
it was
that
like
I'm checking.
The stance you had and everything, like it looked very it
like I was straight up playing
technical. It just looked like you were in the middle of.
It's like what happened? The guitarist got sick. You had to step in. Like what the fuck?
Yep. I'm in the band now.
I was quite pleased. That I could do a quick joke with just a simple photo.
It was very good. But yeah, no, it was super great to see both you guys. It was fun. I'm glad you guys both got to come out and see the show and see me and for us to hang out. But yeah, like it's cool because I was thinking about it since I've been back. Like it's a really, really cool thing to be a part of. And I'm sure I said that to you when I saw you guys too. But like it's neat to be able to show something like that to your friends. Like, hey, look at this really cool thing that I do right now. And to have your friends, not just you guys, but a lot of my friends who I saw on the road.
As far as a, like, look at what a badass I am, getting you in the back end of a, like, a show venue with the security, like, oh yeah, you're with him, it's fine. Past a line of, like, 150 people that are waiting to get in to see this venue.
Yeah, yours was like 2,000. There was a lot. His venue was...
Well, yeah. On the way out, just walking past the band saying what up to them, and then people are like waiting outside the fence that you're like going through with like candies and flowers for these people that you were just like. So I mean, it was a flex.
You got to have a little bit more of an interesting experience as far as that went, because Lou, I basically escorted out because of the way that show went. Like show was over, I walked about and I was like goodbye, and I like let him go out the back.
Yeah, because
but the way I let you guys go out was through the back area, and so yeah, that was a different experience.
Yeah,
yours was maybe yours was cooler. They're not intentionally. They were both cool. It was a good time.
It was a solid flex. It was a solid flex.
I'm not upset by any of this. It was just a great time anyways.
Yeah.
Well, but it would have been so epic if I had done... had the cost been lower, I would have absolutely shown up randomly to fucking hang out with both of you and your wife.
That would have been something.
Amazing.
And yeah. That really would have been something.
Sad that it didn't work out, but I totally get it. You could have totally crashed on her couch or whatever. Like, it would have been fine, but...
Okay.
I'm really glad it all got to work out, because for a second, it looked like you guys maybe weren't going to be able to come, Brock, or, like, you know, I just see you.
Was a struggle, but we got there.
Exactly. Yeah, it was great. I was so pleased, but, like, the tour itself was super fun, but it was really great to see so many different friends, you know, and it was cool for both you guys. Both you guys actually got to
come
and watch the whole show.
Chris, it's fine.
Well, because sometimes people can only come for a little bit, so they don't get to see the show, but it was cool that you guys were able to be there and watch the whole show.
Speaking of other things that are struggle, Lou, are you ready for the occasionally interesting question of the week brought to you by getathreads.com? Please take some time and go and share some Instagram love to our sponsor, getathreads.com. Getathreads on Instagram. They got some great pictures of people in underwear. Go check it out.
Nice. So
getathreads.com. For MHGC rocks for 41.5% off.
Let it go. So here's my question, guys. I've been thinking about this recently about kind of like communicating with maybe older people or older generation or family members or people that just aren't into like the similar hobbies as, you know, some of us. Because for me in my family, like I'm the youngest cousin, but I am also the only gamer / anime / cartoon nerd. Right? So completely like the whatever, the outcast, ugly duckling.
Kinda makes sense based on being the youngest cousin.
Gotcha.
Well, I guess different.
You don't match up with a lot of their likes and interests. Family gatherings, I bet.
It just kind of like worked out that way because I have some cousins that are like 2-3 years older, and so it's not that big of a age gap. But you know, it's just completely different interests and stuff. Like one of them was into like dancing and crew. You know, like he had a crew of boys that he would like do choreographed dances with, which was
crew
cool.
of boys. Yeah,
crew of a boy crews.
Well, could also the boys,
be the
right?
name of this podcast.
I call you guys the boys, Sang.
I do too. I do too. Like, I'll tell my wife I'm going to get on with the boys. Like, I definitely throw that around. She's like, my wife will always be like, good luck. I hope you and the boys kill all the things. Like,
it's a crew of boys.
But that's what I want to kind of talk about is how do you guys, or how would you guys kind of communicate some of the triumphs and successes that you have in like the digital world, like the in-game and stuff like that. Like right now we're progging this raid, right? For you and I, Brock, and we achieved something. We got past a hurdle and it's fun to tell people, but it's more fun to tell people that like know what that means versus like, if you tell your mom, like, how would you like try to express this so that they could understand is my question.
I wouldn't. I'll be honest. I just wouldn't. And it's one of those things that unless you're actually in it, it just sounds dumb to anybody else. like unless you have an understanding of the amount of effort that goes into it. And so typically I know someone is involved in video games or do it. Like I spoke to a friend of ours that showed up today. And he's a big gamer, and I told him about beating Skarn. You know, I was like, man, this boss was kind of a stop boss. It stops raids, and we finally got him.
Yeah,
and I shared that with him, which was cool, and he understood. But people that don't game, I wouldn't.
But it's like there's a parallel. Like people understand achievements and things like. But so how would you like parallel it if you had to? Because that's like a weird communication gap, right? When my parents are like. They complain, for example, like, oh, you don't talk to us, you don't give us updates on your life. And it's like, well, if my life revolves a lot around, like, gaming and, like, that stuff, right? Like, it's really hard to give them updates on my life because I don't know if this sounds sad or not, but, like, a lot of my time is spent on WoW and or, you know, right now Tears of the Kingdom, which is, by the way, phenomenal. But
yeah, that's your thing. I know. I'm excited for that eventually. Yeah.
In here as someone that is not heavily invested in gaming as we are, but I would also imagine when it comes to your job and your industry, like, I bet your parents don't fully grasp what it is that you do or...
Well, I was going to use that parallel, and I think that's interesting because both you guys got to see. So, like, Lou has played music, and obviously he's into concerts and stuff like that, but still, like, the experience of coming to see what I do specifically... And Brock got to see that even more, a little bit. Hey, look, Brock's got a guitar. Nice. Sure.
What the hell? Play us a little jam, Brock, right now. Live on the podcast.
Oh, let's see.
Let's hear it.
Wow. Well, that's going to be in there forever now.
You know, slides aren't popular anymore, okay?
New Mike's Hard Gamecast music.
I don't know. Polyphia. That's old school shit, man. Come on, look at Polyphia. Wait, he does.
They have slides.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, I was going to use that as a comparison, actually, because I would say, like, anytime I've communicated stuff, I don't play as many communal games as you guys do. So, in that sense, like, I see what you're getting at, Lou, where you're like, oh, I want to talk about gaming with my friends and this experience that I had with them. And usually I just try to focus on that part, the part that, like, so in other words, like, D&D maybe would be an example for me, because I play single-player games. I'm not going to, like, tell my mom about God of War. But, you know, playing D&D with my friends, I'm not going to explain the intricacies of D&D, but I can explain that I hung out with my friends and spent time together and that we regularly get together and hang out, you know, at least when we were doing that. Like, that is something I feel like my parents can understand and be like, okay, sure. But to go back to Brock's sort of comment, oh, go ahead.
Listen. I was going to say, well, Lou is interesting in that sense because Lou is an explainer.
Yes, 100%. Lou is an explainer.
Likes to explain his experience in order to share it with people.
For better or for worse.
I think this bridge is hard to...
Well, and I was going to say,
some of the adventures that we've had on D&D, and you've had probably in your, like, private games or your, like, in-life games, or, like, in-person games, rather, like, have you ever shared a specific, like, story that has happened in a D&D game as well?
I think story is a little more easy to translate. Yeah. Like a D&D story you can share is a little adventure. Like, oh man, we were doing this and this happened.
We gave him a reptile appendage. Can you believe it? Like,
but even that, I still wouldn't even explain that story to someone that's never played D&D.
Yeah, it needs
because
to...
Because they really wouldn't understand what the steps went to get through there. I'd be like, oh, you play D&D? And they're like, yeah. Dude, the coolest thing ever happened in this game.
It does. It requires the door to be opened a little bit. I would agree. Mm-hmm. Like,
it's hard to communicate it. That's the point. Yeah, it's like. Mm-hmm.
But again, like the gap. Like Brock's point. I mean, even your job, like any of these jobs, like everyone understands what music is and what concerts are. But like, do you really understand what goes into it?
No.
And every single time I've shown somebody, you know, like here's the gist. People are like, holy shit! And I'm like, oh yeah, this is like not common knowledge. But it's way easier to show than tell. So again, like I could tell both of you guys are on the podcast. I could talk about my job, which I think has happened a little bit before. That's way different than me showing you around backstage. Be like, hey, here's this. And so I do think there is a bit of a barrier, kind of like what Brock's getting at, is that it could be very hard to communicate that stuff. And like what I was saying is I kind of try to focus on the things that I think people would understand. I.e. like, oh, the friendship and fun side of it, more so than the mechanic specifics. But Brock is not wrong, because Lou is the king of this, and I'm sure we could isolate chunks of almost every podcast where Lou will just go off on this like long rant about something that's very specific to a game. And it's like, even myself, as a person who enjoys games, I'm just like, eyes are glazing over after a while.
That adventure, so I recently had a really cool adventure on Breath of the Wild. I'm not going to get into it, because it's like... Brock has heard it three times at this point,
Right? Wow. Wow. Yeah.
But it's because different people have been on Discord, right? So it's not like... the timing worked out that way. And...
How long is this adventure, Brock? Is it worth talking about or no?
I will say, Lou, I love you to death.
Yeah.
I had a hard time relating to it because I didn't play this game at all. It was cool and I got the story, but... Had I not been associated with gaming at all, like, I wouldn't be able to follow it, period.
Yeah.
Well, I told my mom my adventure.
How did that go?
I mean, generalities, right? That's how you have to do it. It's just like, I literally fought like a thing called the Demon King's Army, and it just spawned a bunch of things that you have to fight in waves. And that's like, I had to explain that. And I have to like, it's exactly what was happening, but with like a little Lou Flair, where it's like, I'm fucking headshotting here, headshotting over there, throwing ninja shrooms out, confusing people, sneak striking, all this shit. And it's what was happening. This is the fourth time now. And then a fucking huge bony like winged serpent thing came out with three discs, and I go into air battle, which I suck at because like with camera movements, I suck at that shit. By the way, I conquered that particular boss just today at work.
Oh my god!
I had a little bit of downtime at the end. That's all. So you know. There you go. But I tried to, and that's what got me thinking about it, where it's like, fuck, it would be cool to be able to like update them as they want, just cause, but it's like, what am I, not that much, like if anything interesting happens in court, I'll try to maybe mention it, like this, I don't know, like a funny case, I have a new floor, you know, so I can have a little bit of to talk about, cause yeah. I got rotated, one of the judges, I had a funny, I'll stop soon.
See, yeah. Look at all the things you have to say. You can tell your parents all of these things.
I what? I recorded my podcast, guys.
Yeah, so, there you go.
There's this new judge. There's a judge that in the floor that's like new to me at least, right? So I go into her courtroom.
Did you get her at Goodwill, new to me.
And
wow.
So I go to the court. And then she does the whole, like, okay, well, I need to take care of the interpreter ones. Like, she saw me and, like, knew immediately. And I was like, huh, have I been here before? And I hadn't. So I was like, what's going on? She's like, okay, the interpreter is the most important thing right now. So we're going to take care of his cases, right away. Whoa. And I'm like, fucking awesome. Except not out loud. And then, you know, we take care of them. And right before I go up and I'm like, hey, judge, I'm Luis. And she's like, no, I know. You don't recognize me? And that's when, like, I take a good look. Very pretty judge, and I was like,
"Was she a lawyer?"
She was a DA. Yeah, I met her like early on when I started working at Misdemeanor Courts, like probably 5 years ago or something.
Wow!
And crazy. We were like kind of buddy buddy, right? We got along well in the court that she was in. So I was like a little bit embarrassed, obviously, but in order to save it, and I don't know if this went well, because she said it out loud, everybody could hear. Not that it's that big of a deal, but whatever. And I just said, like, oh, of course. I just remember you like this. And I pulled my hands back because she always had her hair tied back. Fact. And she's like, oh, yeah, that's true. I wonder why that was. And so I kind of.
Okay. It's not bad. That's not a bad save.
That's a good save.
Yeah,
it's
a pretty good
you
save.
You brought it to something you remember. And it's good. It's
mm-hmm.
good. That's good yeah. point.
God, there's. Point. Speaking
Hold on.
Of. Okay.
Stop. I'm going to rate this occasionally interesting conversation of the week because I don't, like, here we are.
That's what you hope for.
Yeah, you know, it's good. I'll give it 7.2 lose.
Okay.
I like that it had, like, a real world implication.
Yeah.
Kind of like what you just said. I was just going to say, like, it was funny that you had the whole, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, oh, we've met kind of moment, because it's very similar in terms of like here's an awkward life moment that people just deal with all the time, of course, that, and then probably the same kind of thing of like, let me tell you about this thing I really care about, and then people just have blank stares, and you're like, awkward.
Oh, I had one of those, like, somebody heading my direction, wave towards my direction, but not at me moments.
And did
it
you
was somebody
wave,
that or? I hadn't seen in a bit, and they're like, hey, and then I'm like, I had my headphones on because I was leaving, and I go, sup? And then I see he's looking straight at somebody behind me, and I'm like, fuck. And I just kept going.
You're like, oh!
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Those moments give me a lot. I fall for it all the time. Because I'm such a greedy person. Like, I'm always like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
I'll be like, hey,
same,
what's
hi.
Up?
Oh, that was not for me. Sad.
And when that happens, like, the other way around, and I'm, like, not the guy that's awkward, but the guy that's waving to somebody,
yeah.
I'm never, like...
Sure.
Right? I'm like, oh, I'll say hey to you, too. What up, man? I'll pull it together, but people
yeah.
don't do that. I don't know why. Like, he's gonna lean
I don't even know if he noticed, to be fair.
You know what? We also gotta lean into. The end of the podcast. Music.
Big announcement, Chris. You're not aware of this.
What?
I quit AFK Arena.
He did. Seems did like you, something we should talk when, about in detail
when,
next month.
When did you quit?
It happened very recently. Like a,
okay, because
like
I thought you had already kind of quit, but maybe it wasn't like all the way.
Next no. podcast. I was considering quitting, is what I told you. And the reason I fully quit, at least temporarily, is because of Tears of the Kingdom. And with that makes note, sense. Bye, Will.
Bye, Will? Who's Will?